Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today's a more business kind of topic. I'm talking about your prices. And this has come up because yesterday I was looking for an old rates card so I could find pricing that I used to charge for a particular service that we don't really get that much demand for, so it's not on my rates card anymore. And I went through, found the rates card, found what I was looking for, but noticed that the prices then were still the same as the prices now. And that's fine, except that that price list was from 2011. That's a long time ago. And I haven't increased my prices in that long. Yet what has increased is my running costs. You know, back in 2011, we were dollar for dollar with the US. And so my running costs weren't as high as they are now. They've pretty much increased 25%, and I have not raised my prices at all. Which seems a little ludicrous, right? But not just that. There's been the currency thing, but I've also created a lot more systems and procedures to make the process a lot smoother for my clients and for us. And those have all come at expenses, also in US dollars, things like Basecamp. I think I've been using Basecamp since before 2011, but you know, I probably had to increase the plan I was on. Also, you know, email marketing systems and yeah, all kinds of things that I'm using now that I wasn't using then. Dropbox, Vimeo, you know, Gmail suites. There's lots of different things that I'm using today that I haven't, that I wasn't using all those years ago. And so, you know, something needs to change. Is it any wonder I've been having cash flow issues? So I decided to increase my prices. And at first I was like, oh, I'll just increase them by 10%. I don't want to increase them too much, you know, because I've had VAs working for me who have gone from, well, more than doubled their hourly rate with no notice. And that's just shit. It's just shit. It's a shit way to do business. Unless you want to get rid of a client, I find it disrespectful. And so my plan was to start a new price list for new clients that come on, or clients who don't work with me very often. And for those existing loyal clients who some of them I've been working with since 2006, you know, to slowly increase. So start with a 10% increase and then at the end of year, increase it by another 10% so that they're not just totally whacked. But there's this other element. So I shared with a few of my friends, and one of them went straight down the path of, you know, charge what you're worth kind of stuff. And which I totally understand, like, but this is what I really want to get to today. Is talking about this, right? The charging what you're worth thing. Because I've seen it. I actually, just on my last call with our mastermind group, I was talking to one of the girls, was talking about how she wants to be able to leave her business and, you know, within a certain time frame, so she needs to increase her income. And so the initial question, not from me, but from somebody else, was, well, what are you charging at the moment? And she said what she was charging. And they said, well, increase your prices. And I find this is the way that most coaches react. Not most, but a lot of them do. You know, it's just like straight up increase your prices. And I don't agree with that. after a little more probing, I asked the woman, you know, well, where is your money coming from at the moment? And it wasn't from coaching, it was from workshops. So, in fact, the coaching is one of the smaller parts of her business. She doesn't have a huge, you know, backlog of clients waiting to book her. The bulk of her money is coming from workshops. And it's a day for a much bigger return. So why would you just reactively increase your prices? Because you're worth it. You know, because I just call bullshit on that. I really call bullshit on that. I just don't think that reactively raising your prices is ever a good thing to do. Particularly, sure, if you have a product that's in demand and very little competition and you're different to the people, you know, that are your competitors, then sure, increase your prices. Go for it. But not because it's what you're worth. You know, I think that's the issue that I have, is that whole charge what you're worth thing is bullshit. It's not what you're worth, it's what your product or your service is worth to somebody else. And that has nothing to do with your personal value. It has to do with the problems that you can solve for people and what they think that's worth to them. It's not about you. But I also see this other phenomenon happening at the moment, which is people reluctant to start where they are. So they'll decide they're going to start a coaching practice or start a business, you know, an online course or whatever. And then they just start from, they go from zero to hero. So straight away they're like, I'm going to charge $1,000 an hour. That's what I'm worth. And it's like, dude, you got no skin in the game. You got no clients. You got, you know, start where you are. Start where you are. There is no shame. And this is the thing, right? Like I find it incredibly frustrating when people are like, their instinct is to say, just charge a higher price. Just charge a higher price. If people aren't buying it now, what makes you think they're going to buy it at a higher price? Perhaps it's not actually the price that's the issue. Perhaps it's the service or the product that you're selling. Perhaps it's your communication of selling it. Perhaps it's because you haven't got enough eyes on your stuff yet. Perhaps it's because, you know, you don't have a reputation. None of that actually has to do with your product or service at all, or your price. Start where you are. When I started doing voiceover, I was doing jobs for $10. You know? I didn't have this ego, I'm worth thing wrapped up. I just wanted the experience. I just wanted the work. And I feel like we're living in this culture at the moment that wants, that expects that we should go from, you know, school to CEO straight away. And there are things that need to happen in that process. Things you need to learn, experiences you need to have, trust you need to have built before you can just go from classroom to CEO. You know? So, yeah, I just wanted to share this because I feel like there are, you know, for me personally, when the person, you know, that I was speaking to had kind of said, you've got to charge what you're worth, you've got to justify, you know, why you're worth more. And I don't really agree with that. My service is worth an amount that has nothing to do with my worth. It just doesn't. So the way that I'm approaching it is I'm going to go home, make a few calls, see where my competition sits. You know, because I think most of us are afraid of identifying who our competition is. And I used to regularly get someone to ring around and do some price comparisons for me and send through a report. And then I would make any pricing decisions based upon that, just to make sure I sat within the market. Because, you know, that particular business lives in a three-quote world where, you know, someone has to go out and get three quotes and they'll pick the best one. And so I have to, you know, for me to just raise my prices by 25%, while it sounds amazing, one, it could potentially piss off my clients if it's unjustified. You know, not in that I have to justify this way, but if it's, you know, if I'm then jumping 25% more expensive than my direct competitor, then makes no sense. I'm going to price myself out of the market, and I don't want to do that. And perhaps the issue isn't my pricing, perhaps it's the business model I'm using. You know, perhaps the agency model isn't that profitable. There's a helicopter going over. And if that's the case, again, that's not personal. You know, it's not personal. It's not about me and my value. It's just that this particular business model might not be the right fit, and perhaps I should be doing something else. You know, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. And I guess the other thing that I did want to say is that, you know, if you are in business and thinking, oh gosh, I haven't increased my prices for a while, I encourage you to do so. I'm not saying don't increase your prices by any stretch of the imagination. I think we should be regularly increasing our prices, but I think we should be doing it from an educated an informed place rather than a reactive and emotional one. I think we need to look at where we sit in the market and base our prices around that rather than just, you know, I'm worth more than that. Because yeah, we're priceless. We're priceless. But our product or service isn't, unless it is. And then charge whatever the fuck you want. But here's the thing, right? If you were to sit down with Oprah for an hour, it might cost you a shit ton of money. It might cost you millions of dollars to do that. Is she any more worthy than you? No. But she has done the work. She has spent years building a profile. She has spent years, you know, creating a following. She has spent years delivering value. And so for somebody to sit down with her, it might cost them a few million dollars. I don't think she even offers that service, but say she did, it would be worth that to them because they perceive it worth that. And because Oprah's done the work. So I just want you to have a think about that, really. Like, yeah, go for it. Increase your prices. But do your homework first. And make sure it's not from a, you know, from a place where you tie in your value as a human being and the value of your contribution purely to a dollar sign. And I really think you should have a look and see where your money's coming from. Because if you're a coach and you're thinking, oh yeah, this isn't working, I'll increase my prices, it just doesn't make sense. You know, if someone isn't buying now, unless you're charging, you know, there's two sides to that coin too, right? Like if you're charging $30 an hour, sure, there will be people who will be like, oh no, I don't really want to, you know, what kind of value could she bring for $30 an hour? For sure. But that $30 an hour is just a step, you know? It's a step between doing it for free and charging what the product or service is actually worth. You know, it's an intermediate step. And I think that's the thing, like, you've also got to be congruent in your pricing. You got to feel like it's something you can deliver on. It should feel like a stretch, but not a huge leap, you know? Sorry, that's gross. I've got a bit of sinus stuff going on. And there was something else. Oh, that's right. The justifying thing. So this was the other thing that came up, because I posted in a group, you know, and one woman had said, oh yeah, I've been meaning to do that. I was going to do it at end of financial year. But then I was moving house, and so I decided that, you know, I'd have to wait because the opportunity had passed by, because now it was a new year. And I was like, well, why does it have to be a new year? Why can't you just raise your prices when you want to raise your prices? It doesn't have to tie in with a particular date on the calendar. You can just raise them whenever you want. And she was like, oh yeah, yeah, I could do that. And then I could just send them out an email saying, due to the level of service that I bring and because we do this and this and this and this, I'm increasing my prices by X amount on this particular day. And I was kind of like, well, yeah, but you could also just increase your prices. You don't have to justify all the reasons why. You don't have to prove your value when you up your prices. They'll know. Your clients will know what your value is. That's the thing, right? It's the fine line of finding out what that is worth to them. When I worked in sales all those decades ago for a large corporate, we used to send out new price lists all the time. Every 2 to 3 months, new price list. Some items had increased, some items had decreased based on manufacturing costs, currency conversions, the amount of stock that we were bringing in. Like, all that stuff would impact the price. And it was just based on a formula, right? What we buy it for plus a certain amount of gross profit equals the price. That was it. The market decided what it was worth. The market dictates sometimes. So yeah, just a different perspective, I guess. Hey. Yeah, and you know, whatever perspective you take on, it's totally fine. I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong way here. What I'm saying is, as usual, question stuff. You know, be okay with questioning the status quo. When a coach tells you to increase your prices, it's okay to question that. Because, you know, sometimes people reflect to you where they are, not where you are. And for me, the comment of making sure I'm charging what I'm worth is reflective of somebody else. It's not reflective of me. I don't tie up my worth into the success of my business anymore. I don't tie up my worth into the amount that I charge clients anymore. You know, business is business, and yeah, it's personal too. I definitely have less and less separation between me and what I do, but money isn't really a factor in that. So yeah, that's it from me today. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. It really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.